the word in our lives. Amen.
Amen. All right, Dakota, you... There's my books right there.
There they are.
We're in 8 and verse 20. And there's a lot of discrepancy on what verses are. Let me ask you a question. Are the verses and chapters in the Bible inspired?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
I found that out when I started doing that transcribing.
Yes.
I said, because I'm looking at two sources.
Yeah.
And they both have different numbers for verses.
Yes.
Yeah.
The different manuscripts will have different verses.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes chapters. And, of course, we know we're doing John, the Gospel of John, on Wednesday night, but we're going to run into real soon where there is a large portion of one chapter that's not there. It's not there. Not in the original language. It was much later. And the chapters and verses, of course, are not inspired, period. This is one of the chapters where you see that so easily here. Actually, 8 and verse 20 could be 8 and verse 24. Okay? Or it could be just Exodus, Weale Shemot. There it is. Yeah, that's the way it was. The reason why we have verses and chapters is so we can find things easier. And they are not, as we have them in our Bibles, they are not right. Not even theologically right or subject right. Because it'll stop sometimes in the New Testament. A book will stop and start a chapter when the thought is still there. You shouldn't break, have a chapter break there at all. But we have it, so... We just go on with it the way it is. But don't worry about it. You know where 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter is in verse 1. You can find it, whether it's right or not. Period. You can go find it, you know, and you can read it, and everybody can read it. Now, when you go here in Exodus at 8 and verse 20, you might not find it, okay? It may be different. And did you have trouble? Were you there also? Is that one of the places where you found it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's just different. How far are you now?
I just finished 23, so I'm in 24.
23. Well, there's 40 chapters.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. There's 50 chapters in the book of Genesis, brother. And there's a whole lot of chapters in the book of Luke.
Yeah.
And when you look at the New Testament, you know, the 27 books, I've done all of them, you know. I did quite a bit of the Old Testament. I'm redoing it. So much it was lost. I lost half of the New Testament. I had to redo it again. But I enjoyed doing it. So what? But my hands are getting so crippled that I can't write so well anymore. And for a long time, to begin with, I wasn't worried about writing where somebody else could read my writing because it was only for me. I was writing for myself. And then I realized that people wanted this, so I better start writing where they could read it. And so I started doing a little bit better. In some of the books, you'll see that. That's after I finally, the light turned on and said, oh, other people might want this. This might be a real endeavor of something that I can, a legacy that I can leave behind. So then I started trying to do a little better with the writing business. All right, 8 and verse 20. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. I think we will read this in 8 and 1, chapter 8 and verse 1. And we're going to read right up to here and get the whole idea as before we go on any further, because sometimes in Hebrew it kind of sounds kind of gobbledygook there. I got pages stuck together here. I can't get far. There they are. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. And if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite your entire land with frogs. All right. Now we have these, God is challenging all the gods of Egypt, isn't he? You remember what the frog god was? What was the frog god?
Messenger from the dead.
Huh?
Messenger from the dead.
Yeah. What was his name? Do you remember?
Kermit
the frog. Oh, that's good. Thank you, young lady. Did you hear that, Dakota? How come you didn't come up with that? All right. His name was Hecht. Hecht. All right. H-E-Q-T. All right. And he was the god of what? The resurrection, or he had something to do with the afterlife. All right. When God sent the plague on the cattle, he struck down Apis, which was the god of fertility, symbol of fertility, took the form of a bull god. And then the plague of boils was the god of medicine, was Imhotep. And then when he sent hail, that's the god Nut, the goddess of the sky. The sky goddess is Nut. And then the plague of locusts was Zeth. He was the one that was supposed to protect the crops. And then when we get down to the sun gods, we have Ra, Aten, Atum, and Horus. These are sun gods. And then the plague of the firstborn. Osiris was the giver of conception, Osiris. So he struck down all the gods. And if you start all the way from, the first thing he did was struck down Satan. How did he do that? What was the first miracle? What was the first miracle performed? Remember that, Stephen? First miracle performed. What was the first miracle performed? What did Aaron first do? What was the first miracle? Brother Abe, you remember? What was the first miracle before Pharaoh?
Change the rod.
Turned the rod into a Leviathan. And God's Leviathan overpowered the demonic Leviathan, the god of all the storms and everything else. See, that's what happens. See, because Janus and Jambres threw their rods down, they became dragons or Leviathans, and God Leviathans overcome them. And then he struck the Nile River. And remember who was over that? Noom and Hopi. Noom was the guardian of the Nile, and Hopi was the spirit of the Nile. All right. So now we got them all. So now we're looking at this. And let's go back and read some more. And frogs shall come upon you and upon your people and all your servants. And the Lord said to Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the rivers and streams and canals and over the pools, and cause the frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land. And this is the Amplified Bible, by the way. But the magicians did the same with their enchantments and secret arts. The word secret arts there means come from what Hebrew word? What's the Hebrew? This is also a test. What's the Hebrew word for secret and dark and hidden? A man's name was this. Lot. Lot. And his name was Lout. Okay? With their secret arts and enchantments. And they had powers. Satan has powers. God's powers are overcoming Satan's powers. And Satan has power. He has power. He's a supernatural being with power. Okay? He's not omniscient. And he's not omnipotent. But he has power. Miracle working powers. And with their enchantments and secret arts, they brought up more frogs upon the land of Egypt. And what was the miracle here? What really was the miracle? See, this is a review.
None of the tadpoles died.
Every tadpole hatched. And every tadpole came to maturity. And instead of taking the tadpoles away, all the magicians could do is make more frogs. Call more frogs. They couldn't compete. Hecht was powerless. They brought more frogs upon the land, and Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will, and what me and my people, what's my people mean there? What's that mean? My people, Alma. his household, his family, all right? And the word avad is his what? Slaves. Okay. This is Om and then avad. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord, beg the Lord, pray to the Lord, that he may take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go that they may sacrifice, or what is really the word there? Sacrifice to Jehovah. What does the word sacrifice mean? Aha, I'm trying. See, I'm working over you tonight. Slaughter. Thank you, Sharon. You get an A plus. Twice tonight. Even with Hermit. Kermit. Or whoever that was. Number 9. Moses say to Pharaoh, glory over me in this. Dictate when I should pray to the Lord for you and your servants and your people that the frogs may go away. Remember, he said he wanted one more night with the frogs. Destroyed for me in your houses and remain only in the river. And Pharaoh said, tomorrow, Moses, tomorrow, one more night with the frogs. Now remember, the frogs belonged in the river. The frogs belonged in the river. That's where they belong. Now they're going to go back where they belonged, not where they're not. Well, they don't belong. God's going to put them back within their boundaries now. Okay? And Pharaoh said tomorrow, and Moses said, let it be so, as you say, and that you may know that there is no one like our God, Jehovah. And all the frogs shall depart from you and your houses and from your servants and your people, and you shall remain in the river only. So Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried to the Lord, as he had agreed with Pharaoh concerning the frogs which he had brought against them. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, and out of the courtyards, and out of the villages, and out of the fields, and the people gathered them to gather in heaps upon heaps upon heaps upon heaps. That's what it says. And the land was loathsome and stank. Their God stunk in their nostrils. God showed them that their God was, their gods were refuse. Just like dung in the land. 15. And when Pharaoh saw that there was temporary relief, he made his heart stubborn and hard and strong against the Lord, and would not listen or heed them, just as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the ground, that it may become biting gnats or mosquitoes throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, and Aaron stretched out his hand and struck the dust of the ground, and guess where the gnat eggs were? In the dust. And every gnat egg hatched. And there came biting gnats or mosquitoes on man and beast. These are like dog flies. These are really bad. These things bite the blood out of you. Literally. And all the dust of the land became biting gnats or mosquitoes throughout all the land of Egypt. Now, it didn't mean all the dust, did it? What is that? What figure of speech is that? What figure of speech is that called, Stephen? When something is exaggerated, what kind of a figure of speech is that?
I don't see the number.
Dakota, what is it? What's it called? What kind of a figure of speech? Brother Abe, what kind of figure of speech is the word to exaggerate? I know Sharon knows. I can see over there. She knows. How about you, Pam? You remember? You know, don't you? Brother Roger, you know.
I can't conjure up the word.
Hyperbole. It comes right out of Greek. Hyper, to throw over, to exaggerate. Hyperbole. Okay? And the magicians tried by their enchantments and secret arts to bring forth the gnats and mosquitoes, but they could not because God wouldn't let them. Normally they could, but God ceased making their powers work because he's fighting them. Here are the prophets of Baal. These are the prophets of the demon god, and now God is cutting them off. He's not allowing Satan to bring forth his powers now. He's put a stop on. He put him on a chain. He can only go so far. So God stopped his ability. I know that people say that God made lice out of the they couldn't create life. Well, they did before, and they will again. Satan's prophets will, but God stopped it right here. He stopped it. That's the miracle. And there were gnats and mosquitoes on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the very finger of God." The very finger of God. And it means index finger. That God pointed out. And if you go to the book of Daniel, we have the finger of God writing on the wall to Belshazzar. Scratching and writing on the wall. And scaring the daylights out of him. This is the finger of God, but Pharaoh's heart was hardened and strong and would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. And then verse number 20, where we are. May not be exactly the place, but because the scriptures, the sentences and verses are different. Wayas. Hadabar. Why did I put Yahweh down there? Hadabar. Ken. Wayabol. And then we got Arav, Kaved, Bita, Paro, Yuvet, Abada, Yuvikal, Eretz, Mitzrayim, Tishachet, Haaretz. Well, I didn't write that down. That's Mitpani. How did you let me forget that, Roger? And then we got Ha A Rav. All right. The biters. And he did, and kept on doing Jehovah thus, in this same manner. That's what the word can means. Thus or in the same manner. And each fly, each gnat became each one. Each one, third person masculine, senior, cow, wow, consecutive, each one of them kept on being massive and numerous. That word kaved, massive and numerous. In houses, in house, each house of Pharaoh, and in house of his slaves, that's the word abad there, and into all the land of Egypt. Egypt means what? Dakota, what's Egypt mean? Land of Stephen, what's Egypt mean? Land of red mud and canal banks. That's what Mitzrayim, Egypt means. Alright? And she kept on being destroyed, marred, putrefied. That word tishachet. She kept on being destroyed and marred and putrefied. Third person feminine singular, Nifel, imperfect. And the she there is the land. In Egypt, as a nation, they always call her she. The land, Haaretz. From the face, all right, from the face, literally is what it means, from the face of the flies. Are by reason of the flies. These biters. You know, in the book of Enoch, it talks about the Nephilim as being biters. The biters. The blood suckers. The blood suckers. The flies are like a vampire. Or these mosquitoes are like vampires. How many of you have ever seen big mosquitoes? Mm-hmm. Brother Roger, you were over there in the mosquito capital of the world over there in Vietnam. They got big ones over there, like helicopters. Big, big things. What else? What other kind of an animal is a blood sucker? They used to use them in dentists and barbers, leechers. At one time, the barbers were dentists, and they were the dentists, and they were the doctors. And they thought, when they still had the idea of Greek medicine, where you had to keep everything going according to a balance in your life, they figured that sometimes you got too much blood, so they had to let it out. They had to let the blood out. So they would cut you with these sharp razors and let your blood out, and they would put leeches on you. And even Now, this really worked, believe it or not. When people would get proud flesh or gangrene, they would put maggots on you and let that eat the rotting flesh. And even they do that in some places in medicine today. All right, that's a terrible thing to talk about, but that's what, that's true. 8 and verse 21 now. Vayikra. Hero. El Moshe. Yuli Aharon. Wyomer. Liku. Zavchu. Le Elohikem. Da'aritz. All right. And he called and kept on calling Pharaoh unto Moses and to Aaron. What's Moses mean? What's Moses mean? Remember? Have you figured that one out yet, Stephen? Moses. Moshe. Dakota, what's Moses mean? Come on. Come on, spit it. You did this for Abe this morning. You know what Moses means. Moses means what, Brother Abe? Pam.
To rescue
or to draw out. You get an A plus for that too. And unto Aaron. And Aaron means what? Dakota, what's the modern name for Aaron? Remember what the modern name for Aaron is? Light, yes. And that's Frank or Francis. Frank is a masculine name. Francis is a feminine name. Have you ever heard anybody, a man named Francis? All right.
And both my grandfathers were named Francis, and Francis is Michael's middle name.
All right, Francis. Well, Francis is feminine.
Yeah.
My grandmother didn't know one gender from the other as far as writing, and she had me write my name in the feminine gender. What's the feminine gender for Jimmy? How do you do that? That's the way I learned to write my name. Jimmy, that's feminine gender. Am I teaching you something new? That's masculine gender right there. Okay. How many of you knew that? Did anybody not know that? All right, well, you learned some English in your Hebrew class. All right. Unto Aaron, which means Frank or Francis. Okay. And he kept on saying, you go and slaughter to your God in the land, to your Creator in the land. In the land. Don't you go away. You slaughter to your God in the land, in this land. 8 and 22. Aleph. Wyomer. Moshe, Lo, Nakon, La, Asot, Ken, Ki, To, Towa, Bot, Mithraim, Nisba, Lihadabar, Elohinu, Ken, Nisba, Et Towavat Mitzrayim Le'enehim Wilo Yish Kalunu. Okay. And he said, and kept on saying, Moses, not. It is permitted, established, or allowed to perform thus, or thusly, or in this manner, for an abomination. Verboten. You know what that one means, brother. Verboten. That's what that.
It means forbidden.
Forbidden in German. In German. Verboten. All right. Not allowed. Egyptians. We keep on sacrificing to Jehovah our God, and behold, we slaughter an abomination, that which is forbidden by the Egyptians, before their eyes, and not shall they stone us? Shall they Shall they keep on stoning us? We're going to get killed if we slaughter in here. What made this an abomination? What made it an abomination?
They were going to
wash the animals first. They were going to wash the animals, and they were going to groom the animals and check them for every defect. The Hebrews, or not the Hebrews, but the Egyptians washed themselves daily, and cleanliness was godliness to them. And they would wash themselves, they would shave their hair, they would pull the hair out of their bodies and everything, and make their bodies just shine. They would oil themselves and everything, and they took great pride in cleanliness. Now, if these Egyptians went out and they were going to slaughter their animals, and they cleaned and groomed them all up like they were grooming an Egyptian, they would have said, you're making the mock of us and our cleanliness, and you are slaughtering animals like you're going to slaughter us. And they would get mad and kill them. That's what was the problem here, okay? That was what the problem was. They were going to mock them, okay? And that wasn't, it wouldn't have been good if they'd have seen them washing their animals and sacrificing them after they cleaned them up like some Egyptian. They would have been in trouble. Derek, Shiloshet, Yamim, Nilet, Ba Midbar, We Zava Kinu, Liha Dvar, Elohinu, Ka'ashar, Yomar, Elinu, Derek. What does Derek mean? What would be the Greek word for direct? What's the Greek word for direct? What's the Greek word for direct? For direct.
Well, direct is like from Devar, and so would that be like logo?
It's got a different idea.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What is that word? Podos in Greek, which means the road or the way, the pathway or the road. Okay? The word hamartia, hamartia, comes from a and mera, which means out of the road, out of the road, out of the pathway, out of the canal bank. Okay? Hamartia, all right? Hamartia. And it says, the road or the pathway, the hodos, 3 days, go out on the road. Now, there were designed roads back then, weren't they? These were caravan trails, and they were beaten deep. How many of you have ever seen the Oregon Trail? Nobody's traveled on the Oregon Trail for 100 years or 150 years, but you can still see one of the wagon trails. With the wagon track, where if you go out there in the Great Salt Lake Basin and go out there by White Sands and all of that, you can see old wagon trails. They're still there in the mud where they went. The buffalo wallers, even though they haven't had any buffaloes. You know, there were over 100 million buffaloes in 1800. By 1880, where there was less than 1,000 buffalo left in America. But the buffalo wallers are still there. And these camel trails, these caravan trails, have been traveled for thousands of years already. And they were well-designated trails. He said, let us go out on the Interstate 5 of Egypt and go out there 3 days' journey and get out of your sight. Let us keep on walking. First person, construct plural, cal imperfect. Let us keep on walking into the wilderness. Bob Midbar. Into the wilderness. Everything out of Egypt is wilderness, isn't it? Go out there in the wilderness. We zovach nu. And we shall slaughter. We shall have slaughtered. This is future perfect, basically. First person construct plural, cal wow consecutive perfect. This is speaking of something as if it already happened, because they would do this. And let us have slaughtered to Jehovah, our Elohim, just as he may keep on saying unto us. He may keep on saying to us. God has kept on saying this to us. All right? He's kept on saying this to us. All right. 8:24. Have you got any questions here? Is it kind of unfolding things before you? You know, the Bible in the English translation, it's just like the soul of the Scriptures are not there. But in Hebrew and Greek, you have the very life and the soul of the Scriptures. The very life and soul before you. Wayomer. Paro. Anoki. Ashlala. Etkem. Yuzivatem. Lindabar. Elohikem. Bad Midbar. Rock. Harchik. Lo, Tarcheku, Laliket, Hiteru, Ba'adi. Did you like our little review in the beginning? Kind of remember what some of these things said. We went from the English and got up to where we are, but I wanted you to remember where we're going. And he kept on saying, Pharaoh, I, Ani, Anoki. It comes from Ani, page 59 in Brown Driver Briggs. And I shall send away, and look at this, I shall keep on sending away. First person construct singular, PL stem means what? Remember what that means, Pam? With great force and power. PL means powerfully. Like a bullet, send out. I shall shoot you away like the force of an arrow. The force of an arrow. When you pull a bow back all the way and send an arrow, that's the same word right here in Hebrew. It's shalak, shalak. Say shalak. All right? Ashalah. I shall keep on forcefully sending away you, and you may slaughter. You may have slaughtered, literally. Second person, masculine, plural. Cal, wow, consecutive, perfect. To Jehovah. Miha Davar. Your creator. In the wilderness. Only making... Or placing... A distance not. You shall make a distance to go. Ye intercede on my behalf. And he said, he kept on saying, Pharaoh, I shall shoot away you, and you may sacrifice and slaughter, you may have sacrifice and slaughter to Jehovah, your Eloheinu, your God, your Creator, in the wilderness. Only, and here we have an infinitive absolute in Hithel stem. Only making distance, only putting the place away or far away. Not. Don't go far away. And you shall not, you shall make a distance, you shall keep on making a distance to go. And you beg, you entreat, and you pray, and you intercede on my behalf. Intercede on my behalf. And the cross references to Psalm 78 and 45 and Psalm 105 and 31, by the way. The cross references to this. Wayomer. Moshe. Hene. Anoki. Yotzi. Mi'imach. Wi'hatari. El Hadavar. Wisar. He arov, miparo, mi avada, yumi amo, machar. If I can get over here to the next page, rock, all, Yosef, haro, hatel, livelti. Shalah et Ha'am Lizba'ah. Li Hadavar. And he kept on saying, Moses, what's Moses mean? Remember what Moses means now? Steve, what's Moses mean? To draw out or to rescue. Moshe, Moses, to draw out or rescue. And who named Moses the name Moses, by the way? He had a lot of names, didn't he? We have discussed all the names of Moses. Who gave him the name Moses? The princess, the daughter of God, is what she was called, the daughter of God, Pharaoh's daughter. Okay? And behold, I am about to go out. I'm about to go out. I'm about to be going. It's masculine, singular, tau participle. I'm about to be going from you and to intercede or to pray. I will have interceded and prayed, first person construct, singular, hithau, while consecutive, perfect. Unto Jehovah. And look at this word. We saw her. And he shall depart the flies. Each one of them. Each fly shall depart. Each fly. There's not going to be one left. Not one mosquito, not one gnat. Every one, each and every one will depart. Third person, masculine, singular, tau, while consecutive, perfect. Each one of them shall have departed. The flies, the biters, the swarms. From Pharaoh, and from his slaves, and from his family, or his people, tomorrow. Only, not, he continued Pharaoh, to mock and to deceive. Infinitive construct. The root of that is tenu. Hatel is it. Don't you mock or deceive or lie. To not send away, infinitive construct PL stem, shoot away the people. To slaughter to Jehovah. Have any questions right here? Any questions? All right. Verse number 26, and in some verses it's 30. That's why I wrote 30 up there, okay? Why Yahtzee? How many of you ever played Yahtzee? It's almost like that, see that? Moshe, Miem, Pero, Yitar, El Hadavar. All right, Genesis 43:32, 46:34, and Deuteronomy 7:25 are cross-referenced to this one. And he kept on going out, Moses, from Pharaoh. What's Pharaoh mean? What's Pharaoh mean?
Man in the big house.
Huh? The man in the big house. You got that, Stephen? Mm-hmm. Pharaoh means the man in the big house. All right? It's like the president in the big house. When President Adam moved into that White House, it was unfinished and it was a great big place, and his wife had an wall-eyed conniption fit because she didn't even have any place to do the washing. And nothing had been set up yet. They had no servants, no nothing in that great big house. She wasn't very happy. All right, the man in the big house. And he interceded. He kept on interceding unto Jehovah. He kept on interceding unto Jehovah. Wayas, Hadavar, Kidbar, Moshe, Wayasar, He Arov, Mitparol, Mi Avada, Yumi Amul, Lo, Nishar, Ihad. All right. And he kept on performing, kept on making. Look at that. Third person, masculine, singular, tau, wow, consecutive, and perfect. And he kept on performing and making Jehovah according to the word. See that word, the bar in there? Kidbar. That word's the bar. Page 180 and 210. Wait, 180 and Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and page 210 and Kohler and Bumgarner. According to the word, or the edict, or the statement of Moses, which means to draw out or to rescue. And he turned aside. He kept on turning aside, literally. each and every fly kept on turning aside and turning around, doing an about face, third person masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, and perfect. Every fly kept on doing a about face and turning around. The biters, the flies, from Pharaoh and from his slaves and from his family, and not, it was left a hop. Not one was left. Not one fly, not one biter, not one dog fly, not one mosquito was left. How many of you ever had a remember when a mosquito bit you? Sure?
Yeah, relatives in Minnesota, and I would go out, you know, my cousins would get one or two, and I'd get like 50.
Oh, that's that. They liked your blood real good. I mean, they liked your fresh blood. You know, that's new blood.
And I would get a few covert.
How about you, Brother Roger, in Vietnam?
Not so much there, but on the Sacramento River.
Oh, really? Up on the Sacramento River? Yeah, they got big mosquitoes up there. Yeah. Brother Abe, do you have any mosquitoes in Korea? Yeah, yeah. Do they suck your blood over there, just like every place else?
Japan mosquito.
Japan?
Okay. Very small. Come from Japan. It caused them the brain some disease.
It's some brain damage? From the disease, from the bacteria that they get them and the viruses and everything they bring. Mosquitoes, they had mosquitoes in America, but the mosquitoes in America did not have malaria parasite in them. When they came, and where did malaria come from? Where did it come from?
Europe.
Where?
Europe.
No. Where did it originate?
Africa.
Africa. The African continent. The black people were immune to malaria, and they lived. There were more American Indian slaves in the history of America than any other people. The only thing about the American Indian slaves, they didn't live after malaria came. They died. And the slaves, black slaves, were a whole lot more dependable. They didn't die from the malaria on these big plantations. All right. Why Yachbed? Pero et libo. Dom. Ba paam. Hazot. Willow. Shila et haam. And he made heavy, Pharaoh, his heart. He made strong. He kept on making strong. Look at this word. Third person masculine and singular. Hiphel. Hiphel tells you what, Brother Roger? This is like personal. This is like middle voice almost. He kept on making his heart strong, Pharaoh. Also, in this occurrence of time, that's what it really means, this occurrence, ba, bop, pa'am, in this occurrence of time, the this, and not, he would shoot away, send away, the family of God. The people are the family of God. The people are the family of God. Now, we finished the eighth chapter and the ninth chapter. And there's a whole lot of difference in the verses here, as you can see if you read your Bible and read even the different Hebrew manuscripts. There's quite a little bit how they numbered the verses. All the words are there and everything, but they're all scrambled. Okay? 9 and verse 1, chapter 9 and verse 1. Wayomer, Hadavar, El Moshe, Bo, El Paro, Widibata, Ila, Ko, Amar, Hadavar, Elohi, Hayabrim, Shalah, Et Ami, Wayavdini. And he kept on saying, Jehovah unto Moses, go. Go. Boo. Did you ever say it goes, go boo to you? Boo. In Hebrew, that means go. Get out of here. Bo. Go. Unto Pharaoh. And you will have said, you will have spoken. Look at this, second person, masculine, singular, PL, wow, consecutive, perfect. You will have spoken, and the root of that word is what? Dabar. Unto him, thusly, or in this manner, he has said Jehovah. God of the Hebrews, the God belonging to the Hebrews. What's Hebrews mean? Who remember what the Hebrews mean? Pam, you remember what that means? That means the people from where? On the other side of the river.
Jim?
Yes.
Bo also means come, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bo or come. Go or come. Shalah. And shoot away. Masculine singular PL imperative. And shoot away my people, my family, that they may become my servants. Third person, masculine, plural, cal, juicy, the meaning. Root of that is avah. And their suffix there is first person construct singular. See that? 9 and verse 2. Do you have any questions here? Anything, Pam? Abe? Got any great enlightenment here for us?
Yes.
Ah. You have done a real good job on your singing and your little stories you tell in the morning. Turn the light bulb on. Was it AC or DC?
It's kind of, I'm talking about only DC.
DC, okay. Direct charge. AC is alternating current. Like that. All right. 9 and verse 2.
Key.
Yim. Ma'in. Ata. Li Shelia. How'd you like that? Mioduk. Miodka. Ma'chazik. And then Baal. Because if refusing you to shoot away you and still grasping and seizing and holding on to masculine singular hippel for yourself again onto them, and we'll do number 3 and we'll quit right there. Hine Yad Hadavar Ho Yah Ba Mikanika Asher Ba Sadeh, Ba Susim, Ba Cha Morim, Ba Ge Malim, Ba Bakar, Yu Ba Son, Devar, Kaved, Meod. Behold, the hand of Jehovah. Not the finger, but the whole hand of Jehovah, the arm of Jehovah, is about to become. His arm as she is about to become. All right? This is where we get the word Jehovah from right there, the one who shall become. He is about to, his arm is about to come. She, his arm is about to become. Upon your cattle. Upon your cattle. Which in the field. Upon the horses, the cattle which is in the field, the cattle in the field there, that means what? Bimibnata. Your cattle. What is the cattle? The cattle were food sources and the cattle were work implements, weren't they? Look and see what, now if God is about to devastate Pharaoh's economy, God is going to intervene in Pharaoh's economy. I want you to look at, there's more here than just meets the eye or the ear. And Jehovah about to become in your cattle, upon your cattle, which in the field, and upon your horses. What were the horses to the Egyptians? What were the horses?
Pull the chariots.
The pull the chariots, which were implements of war, and also travel, fast travel, messengers. I'm going to stop your implements of war. I'm going to break you down, Pharaoh. I'm going to stop your implements of war. These are like airplanes. Okay? These are like fast gunboats, helicopters today, and upon your donkeys. And the donkeys were what? The implements of agriculture. The donkeys were the ones that would go around and turn the wheels that lifted the water mechanically. Elevators. They ran to elevators. The donkeys were also like a little pickup truck where they moved things. These were implements of commerce and shipping. And by the way, these were the male jacks. These were the strong ones. And upon your Mack trucks. That's it, Mack trucks there. Peterbilt trucks. Upon your camels. Ba-ge-malim. What does a camel mean? What does the word camel mean? Gemel. What does it mean? What's the word? Oh, Sharon.
Gift.
It was God's gift to them that lived in the desert, because this was a great gift, because here you have a Mack truck that runs on a little tiny bit of fuel, and it'll go a long way per gallon of water and food. All right? So they're Peterbilts or Mack trucks. They're implements of mass shipping. Bob Boker. Oh, now look at this one. Upon your large cattle, the beasts of burden, your John Deere tractors are going to go down. Your Massey Ferguson's going to cease to go. And your goats. And the goats provided milk and clothing and food. This is your flocks of sheep, small animals. You see how God is striking at all of the avenues of the commerce and the economy of Egypt. He's going to break the economy down. And he's going to do it against what was the God of welfare. What was the God that took over, that took care of everything? Which one was it? The God of the cattle. The God of the cattle. That's Apis, wasn't it? Apis. And the plague that was sent against them said that I am more powerful than the cattle. I'm more powerful than your bull god, Apis. I'm more powerful than the god of medicine, Imhotep. And a pestilence, devour, a pestilence. Look at that word devour there. There we have the root of that word. Page 180 and 210 again. Or 184 and 210. A pestilence heavily, exceedingly. I'm going to stop all your commerce. Your yellow calves are still going to stop going, your horses. Your machines of war are going to be stopped in your tracks. I'm going to stop all your Mack trucks and all your commerce. The camel trail, the trade routes would be stopped because the animals, they would have nobody to do this. And this is going to be upon their cattle. He's going to strike them. He's going to strike the cattle. You have any questions right here? Well, where did we come from tonight? We started out with what? 8 and verse 20? Through 9 and verse 3. Through 9 and verse 3. We covered a lot of land. We're about to run out of material again. I'm going to have to get with it. Stay up night and day to get up with you. Catch up. Any questions? Pam, you got a question? Abe? Roger? Are you learning the Hebrew grammar now, just a little bit?
A little.
Yeah. It's the tenses are very important. Mm-hmm. And the words that God chose to convey the different things that's happening here. And just as we saw that God is going to send a plague upon all of Pharaoh's commerce, he's going to stop the richest nation in the world. He's going to stop it in its tracks. You remember what happened in 9/11? We just had one little strike in America. It struck the Twin Towers over there, which basically were the banking, that's where all the banking system took in those 10-hour Twin Towers. And they struck the Pentagon. And what happened to America's commerce? All the banks closed. You couldn't get any money out of the bank. You couldn't do anything. And that was just one day in one strike. What happens if there were several strikes over weeks at a time?
All the flights stopped.
All the flights stopped.
Yeah.
Everything. God is sending a 9/11 against Pharaoh. He's going to stop. He's going to stop. He's going to close all the banks. He's going to close all the shipping. Nobody's going to be able to travel because the horses are gone. The donkeys are down. Their implements of agriculture are stopped. No farming. Nothing. He's going to stop it all. And how long was over this period of plagues? How long was it?
Close to a year.
At least 9 months. It wasn't just one plague after another. Boom, 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 boom. We have at least 9 months. Some people say a year and a half or 2 years that God was plaguing Egypt to get Pharaoh's attention. How many penal plagues did he send against him? 9 corrective or penal plan plagues, and then 1 final death stroke. And still, God spared Pharaoh. God still spared Pharaoh. Well, go out and do something eternal. Remember all your students. We don't have very many people here tonight. There's a whole lot of absenteeism tonight. But pray for them. Whatever happened to all of us, the other Mike and Sharon are gone, and Julie is probably studying for more exams and everything. She had a big one yesterday. Brother Abe, would you mind coming up here and dismissing in prayer, brother? I can see that you're studying Korean and Hebrew and English and German and whatever else there. It's all at the same time.
So hard.
The Hebrew is hard?
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. You gave us a great opportunity to